and asleep at night, and we have our dreams. It is different with a tree. It is awake through three seasons, and not until winter comes does it go to sleep. Winter is its time for sleeping. That is its night after the long day which we call spring, summer, and autumn. Many a warm winter day the mayflies danced around its crown, lived happily, and felt fortunate as they flitted about. And if one of the tiny creatures rested from its blissful play for a moment on a large oak leaf, the tree always said, "Poor little insect, your whole life is but one day long. How sad!" "Sad?" the little mayfly always answered. "What do you mean by that? Everything is so bright and warm and beautiful, and I'm so happy." "But only for one day, and then all is over." "Over?" said the mayfly. "What does over mean? Is it also over for you?" "No. I shall live perhaps thousands of your days, and a day for me lasts a whole year. That is something so long you can't even figure it out." "No, I don't understand you at all. You have thousands of my days to live, but I have thousands of moments in which to be happy and joyous. Will all the beauty of this world die when you die?" "No," said the tree. "It will probably last longer, infinitely longer than I am able to imagine." "Well then, we each have an equally long lifetime, only we figure differently." And so the mayfly danced and glided in the air with its fine artistic wings of veil and velvet, rejoicing in the warm air that was so perfumed with delicious scents from the clover field and the wild roses, elders, and honeysuckles of the hedges, not to speak of the bluebells, cowslip, and wild thyme. The fragrance was so strong that the tiny insect felt a little intoxicated from it. The day was long and beautiful, full of happiness and sweet experiences, and by sunset the little mayfly was pleasantly weary from all the excitement. Its dainty wings would no longer support it. Very gently, it glided down onto the cool, rocking blades of grass, nodded its head as a mayfly can, and fell into a very peaceful slumber. It was dead. "Poor little mayfly," said the oak. "That was really too short a life." And every summer day was repeated the same dance, the same question, the same answer, and the same peaceful falling asleep. It happened through many generations of mayflies, and all of them were light-hearted and happy. The oak stood wide awake through its spring morning, its summer noon, and autumn evening. Soon now it would be sleeping time, the tree's night, for winter was coming. Already the winds were singing, "Good night, good night. There falls a leaf, there falls a leaf. We plucked it, we plucked it. See that you go to sleep. We will sing you to sleep. We will rock you to sleep. Surely it will do your old limbs good. They crackle from pure contentment. Sleep sweetly. This is your 365th night. But you are really only a yearling. Sleep sweetly. The skies are sprinkling snow. It will spread a warm coverlet over your feet. Sleep sweetly and have pleasant dreams." And now the great oak stood stripped of its foliage, ready to rest throughout the long winter, and in its sleep to dream of something that had happened to it, just as men dream. The tree had once been very small. Yes, an acorn had been its cradle. According to human calculation, it was now in its fourth century. It was the tallest and mightiest tree in the forest. Its crown towered high above all the other trees and could be seen far out at sea, where it served as a landmark to ships. The oak had never thought of how many eyes sought it out from the watery distance. High up in its green crown, the wood doves had built their nests, and there the cuckoo made its voice heard. And in the autumn, when its leaves looked like hammered-out copper plates, the birds of passage rested a while there before flying on across the seas. But now it was winter. The tree was leafless, and the bowed and gnarled branches showed their dark outlines. Crows and jackdaws came to gossip about the hard times that were beginning, and how difficult it was to find food in the winter. It was just at the holy Christmas time that the oak dreamed its most beautiful dream, and this we shall hear. The tree had a distinct feeling that it was a holiday season. It seemed to hear all the church bells ringing round about, and at that the day was mild and warm, like a lovely summer day. The oak spread its mighty crown, sunbeams flickered among the leaves and branches, and the air was filled with the fragrance of earth.